No, that's the thing, is like there is a sense in which the Antichrist is already present. People are always like, oh, Antichrist, Antichrist, Antichrist. And they're all like, who's going to be the Antichrist? There are many Antichrists. And there is a central figure in this. And there's many different prophetic ways you could look at it. And honestly, we'll probably look at that more when we do Revelation, but even when I do that, I'm going to have to tell you that knowing the nature, the precise nature of Antichrist, or some litmus test like this, is not going to save you. What is going to deliver you from Antichrist and from all the enemy, the things of the enemy, is having on the full armor of God, having on, you know, which includes what? The breastplate of righteousness. He that does righteousness is righteous. If you have righteousness on, there's nothing. You know what I mean? Well, righteousness, what else? The shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the helmet of salvation, the, you know, your loins girt about with truth, and your feet shod with the gospel of peace, the gospel that brings peace, you know? And you have all these pieces, so to speak, in place. Just like I was talking about last time, you gotta add your faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, knowledge, temper, patience, godliness, kindness, and love. You know, they're all built up together. Just like the armor, it comes with all these pieces. You don't just put the helmet on and then go lolly, you know, dancing in the tulips or whatever. You know, it all comes together to be able to stand in the evil day, as Paul said. This is from Ephesians chapter 6. But I think it's important because we're talking about Antichrist. And now people are always interested. Antichrist, Antichrist, Antichrist. What's the Antichrist going to do? Well, ultimately speaking, he's going to try to deceive people. He's going to try to delude them. And he's trying to seduce them. You know, just like Satan, he seduced Eve. He deceived her. And they ate the fruit. You know, Adam was not deceived, but he ate the fruit too. So, what do we say about these things? Well, my point is that we have to be prepared, but not like, okay, we got to gather some food. We're going to understand we're going to watch the newspapers. We're going to watch what governments are doing. We're going to watch what the president does. And all this stuff is just a waste of time. You should be studying to show yourself approved. Arming yourself with the word of God. There's nothing better than the knowledge given in the scriptures that you should arm yourself with. Arm yourself with that. Don't go speculating. There's no profit in it. I'm telling you, much of what's coming is sealed against us. We can't know it. Men spend their lives vainly trying to dig into things with their fleshly minds puffed up, but God has not revealed it to them. God has not given us everything that's going to come. He's told us certain things. Everything we need to know is already known. There are certain facts, you know. We know we're going to see Antichrist. The man of sin must be revealed before the day of Christ, before the day of the Lord, before he comes to gather his saints. We're going to see Antichrist. There's going to be a great falling away. And in many senses, that's just already exploded. But that's been 2,000 years, so there's got to be an even greater sense that it's going to come on us. Just like there's going to be many Antichrists, and they're running amok. But still, there's going to be a sort of a culmination of events. You know, and most people understand that there is going to be an Antichrist, a false Christ, who people are going to, as it says in the book of Revelation, they're going to bow down and worship him. And he's going to stand, as he says in 2 Thessalonians, in the place of God, in the temple of God, claiming to be God and making a show that he is God. Now that's going to come. And so, but the knowledge that if I live to see those days, I'm going to have to stand against that is sufficient, really. The exact nature of it, whether it be of an angelic origin, or that be an earthly man, you know, or whether it be aliens from space, who cares? Honestly, all that stuff doesn't matter. Because if we have the Spirit of God, and we have the Word of God, we need not fear anything that's going to come. Because God is going, if we are prepared with the Word of God, you know, I say, what's the best way to arm yourself? Is to arm yourself with this Word. You know, you don't understand the book of Daniel? There's a lot of sense in which I don't understand the book of Daniel. There's a lot of things in there that's just sort of like, well, what's that all about? Well, Just know what it says. And then, as it was said of the disciples, it'll be true of you. They said, and then they remembered how that he had said X, Y, Z. And then they remembered how it was written in the scriptures that it should be so. You know, and as things happen, and sometimes even after the fact, all of a sudden it's quickened in your understanding because of the Spirit of God. So I go forward in those times, not fearing. I would fear if I should have not my armor on for the battle. Righteousness, truth, faith, the gospel, the word of God, salvation, you know, grace, you know, the grace of God which brings salvation should teach you things that you should walk godly, righteously, you know, and soberly in this present world. That's what the grace of God that brings salvation teaches me. And that's how I'm going to fight against the Antichrist. I'm going to fight against him with righteousness, with the word of God. I'm not going to, stockpile weapons. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. If I need a weapon, God will send fire out of my mouth. That's all I need. The word coming forth to devour the enemies and shut them up. There's no need for, if I need food, the ravens will bring it to me. If I need water, God will fill my cup. I don't, the things and the people fear are foolish. I see that time that's coming as glory, because that's when I'm going to be able to fulfill my mission. Either that, or I'll just serve my generation and pass on what I have obtained, hopefully to the next generation. You know, but you look at the apostles, and a lot of things they tried to pass on they got passed on in the scriptures. You know, but a lot of the people who followed, who handled the scriptures, it's kind of like, what happened to them? You know? But even so, look at, here it is, our time. And I know for many people there's a lot of confusion and so on and so forth, and I speak to those who can hear my voice. I don't speak to those who cannot hear my voice. Because if you cannot hear my words, then I'm not sent to you. Even if I'm a deceiver, I'm not sent to you. I'm sent to those who can hear my voice, and you I'm going to deceive, or I'm going to enlighten you, whether or not the Spirit of God be in me. You know, either I'm going to be your delusion or I'm going to be your truth. Because I know some people are going to hear me and go, yeah, that's right. I'm your whatever. You know, the thing is, the works are going to testify. You say, why do you crucify me? Well, for what good works? For not a good work, because you say you are the Son of God. As I was saying the other night, a lot of other people were blasphemers in the day of Jesus, and they didn't get crucified. It was because God had